With so many options, why choose Arizona State University?
For me, the only online option was ASU because of the quality. Their faculty was really involved with their students and care about your personal journey. The dedication to my personal development from my professors, that's been extremely valuable to me.
Earn your degree from the nation's most innovative university. Online. That's a degree better. Explore more than 350-plus undergraduate, graduate, and certificate programs at asuonline.asu.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
All righty, are we live? Yes, we are. Well, if you're watching this channel and you're part of the little Color Up Network, you're probably somewhere thinking, hey, one day I might be going to Vegas. And we've got a show for you because we're going to tell you what you need to pack, the must-haves before you leave to Vegas right now.
Welcome to the Color Up Podcast. Whether you're a seasoned player or a beginner eager to step up to the table, this is your lucky podcast that's all about the thrill and strategy of the casino world. I'm your host, Jeremy. With me is Jim the Professor. Let's get rolling. Well, welcome back, Jim.
Hey, I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, okay. Well, we have an interesting topic. This was actually a topic that was created by the club.
Our good friend, yeah. So in our Discord, we have all kinds of little sub-channels and headings, and 85 Bears Mike, Color Up Club veteran and DiceCon veteran, I think he's been to every one. He said, hey, we should do a podcast about what you should bring to Vegas.
Yeah, which is a great idea, and I know a lot of people are heading to Vegas soon, or maybe going to summer or going the summer or whatever. So I guess you're coming in June, Jim. Do you have any other plans to go to Vegas?
Not at the moment, but
it's kind of like a once a year thing for you, right?
Once a year thing for me. Yeah, it's a pretty, I mean, I've gone twice. I've gone in December, but since my son moved down to Florida, whenever we have that break time, we head down to Florida now.
Yeah. But either way, whenever you go to Vegas, or
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it kind of applies. I mean, the list kind of applies to any gambling kind of destination. If you're going to Atlantic City, Biloxi, whatever. These are all kind of, and the club members came up with some great ideas, and I know that you've added some. And so we'll get to that. But I do want to cover a couple things before we get into it. The format has changed a little bit for the podcast. If you have or haven't noticed that I'm going to every other Sunday for the podcast. And so there'll be two podcasts a month on your favorite podcasting platform. And then the other two Sundays will just be fun, free for all talk, answer questions. Last week I had a Green Color Up Club member kind of help host. So I'm going to invite Green Color Up members to join whenever they want. And we'll just kind of hang out and have some fun. Low stress, no preparation time. So Jim doesn't have to work on a theme and outline and do all the hard work. So I'll just lay off the whip a little bit, and he only has to prepare for 2 a month.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, so that will kind of be the thing. And then just so this is our normal podcast, I'm going to maybe ask Jim how his week was, and then we will go through our topic. We may or may not take live questions, but certainly at the end of the podcast, we call our monster roll. We'll take live questions and comments, and also live phone calls if anyone calls in. So did I miss anything?
Did you want to mention about the upcoming schedule?
Ooh, yeah.
Or you want to wait, hold that till
no,
the end?
No, I should tell them, whoever's popped in already, we will be taking a brief break. I know a lot of people say, well, we're going to take a break or whatever, and then they never come back. We will come back.
We will come back.
We will come back. But I've got a lot of things going on, and so I'm going to take a three-week break. So the next three, but I should be back on the fourth Sunday. So it might seem like forever for some of you that are, man, we love our regular listeners who are here every week, but So a little 3-week break, and then we'll be back. Yeah, I got a lot. I have a cruise. I got a little family visit. I'm moving to Vegas. There's just a bunch. Anyway. Yeah, so that's next 3 weeks we'll be off. So enjoy this one.
And don't forget, we'll be back. But also, you know, if they want to catch up or if they missed a week or something, they can go check us out on their podcast platform of choice and maybe catch a previous episode that way. You're going to be posting every
30-some episodes, and there's still more coming out. But anything? I know I played craps again this week. This is 2 weeks in a row for me. But anything with you going on this week that's noteworthy?
No craps. I was under the weather a little bit.
You can hear it a little bit in your voice.
But I'm getting better, as the guy from Monty Python said. Yeah, it turned out it was a little bronchitis, sinusitis. And anyway, I'm on all kinds of good stuff, and I'm feeling much better. Still not 100%, but I'm powering through the podcast.
Well, we appreciate that, Jim.
I'm sure
some of us do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I played again with a club member. He's like, man, you're moving to. He's a Reno native, and he's looking to connect with other Reno. I have other club members that are in Reno. There's a handful of them, but they're not on my Discord community, which makes it tough to connect.
Right.
So I can't give out their address, or I can't give out their contact information to people because it's just not the right thing to do. They need to voluntarily go on my community and hook up with other people. But anyway, he's like, man, you're leaving Reno. I'd love to play with you. And it just worked out. I'm like, yeah, I'll meet you, you know, at the Peppermill on Wednesday. And so we went and played for a little bit. I tried this strategy. It was like full light side for a little while. It wasn't doing good. And then I switched to my recent Old Faithful, which is a no 10 and inside bet, came back a little bit, ended up walking away down 100 even. So it wasn't the end of the world, but we had great entertainment for a couple hours.
Awesome.
It was good to hang out with him.
Very good.
Yeah.
And did he play a similar style or?
No, he played his strategy, his made strategy, which I can't recall for you now, but I'm like, yeah, just submit it on Dice Advice. You know, maybe we'll take a look at it or whatever. But he goes by the crowd pleaser in my community, but a really nice guy. And we had fun together. So,
okay. Awesome.
Yeah. That was it.
Yeah. Nothing much going on in my little world.
Just kind of resting a little bit, right?
Resting a little bit. That's right.
All right, well, let's hop into the topic for today, and let's learn what we should not leave for Vegas without.
Yeah, so again, thanks to 85 Bears Mics for getting the mic, for getting the thought train going, and we had some other club members jump in, Blakey and Dice Dan, Mr. Gorn, and we had, what was it? Jay Chubbs from Texas jumped in with all kinds of
they had some
good
great ideas.
And funny. Oh my gosh! I think even Paul did as well. But anyway,
some of these might be tongue in cheek a little bit. But
But
great
some
stuff.
Some are very serious. Yeah, some very are very serious.
Overall,
so I'm not, and I'm not going to try to give credit for each person unless they really stuck out as in my mind as far as just being, you know, kind of really funny or something. But the way we broke it up is obviously travel documents and essentials,
right? You got to get there first. I mean, that's the key.
You got to get there. And now what's the new requirement?
What's it, Real ID?
Real ID.
Yeah.
And I think it said that 83% of Americans now have Real IDs, which was the number that I heard as far as your driver's license goes. But they did say they were going to give everybody another couple weeks to, get through because there's apparently still a lot of people traveling.
17% who don't. Yeah. That's wild. Yeah.
Yeah. That's, almost one out of every five, getting close. And, they said they were going to go another couple weeks, although they didn't say how long it was going to go. They said, just here, they're going to go ahead and give them some time. So that's one thing. And then of course you can get around that with having your passport. So you can do that one. Of course,
did you know You do not have to have any documents to fly.
Now, I've heard this, and they'll give you extra screening.
Yeah, that's
but
correct.
Let me ask you, again, I'm not a skeptic, but I do ask a lot of questions.
I wouldn't recommend it.
I mean, you're supposed to be able to get extra screenings and you can fly, correct?
Mm-hmm.
How do they know if you're on that do not fly list? If you don't have ID?
I don't know.
Hmm.
That's a tricky question. I've seen people go through, and my wife works for the airline, so she's verified and told me it absolutely is true. You do not have to have government ID. I don't know if you have to have like your name on like a bill. Like, I don't know how that works, but if you have a ticket, they will let you fly and you without showing an ID. So.
Okay.
As wild as that may seem.
That could be another episode topic, or it could be for the
just
monster.
Just have your driver's license or passport.
Yeah, get your driver's license.
You have a real ID, Jim?
I do. I was one of the first people to get them.
Okay. I got mine, I think, when I moved to Nevada 4 years ago and first got my license. It was just automatic. It was just like, here's your license. Oh, it happens to be real ID. So,
okay.
Whatever.
All right.
Yeah, someone mentioned facial recognition. I know like a lot of places are going to that. You just step up to the facial scanner and...
Yeah, but you and I both have seen enough Mission Impossible to know you can get around that.
Yeah, you can get around that, or some people don't like to do it because they're like, "Man, I don't want to be in
the man having my face."
I've seen people opt out of it before, but then they ask for your ID to look at instead of, but they don't want to be in a facial thing. But they probably are if you're just walking down the street, all these cameras and stuff everywhere. But anyway, let's not spend an hour on ID.
On ID, yeah. So the other things we had on there, people said, hey, make sure you know those TSA rules and make sure you're bringing things in. Was it 3 ounces or less? 3-1-1, one container in a bag, I think, that kind of thing. And then this was a good suggestion, copies or photos of important documents. You know, I think it's nice to have
it might help.
Some people say, hey, you shouldn't have that on your phone. And other people say you should. If it's a secure place, I don't know. But that was the one as far as the travel documentation and essentials and all. But anything you think you wanted to add on that as far as flying or not flying?
No, we have on here Players Club cards. I never take mine with me. I always just get a new one printed out.
Okay.
Every time I go somewhere, which I guess maybe that's not environmentally friendly, but whatever. I just don't think about it or care, and they just reprint you a new one. Mm-hmm. I guess sometimes it is kind of a hassle if there's a line and you have to wait, but a lot of them nowadays, it's like you put in your ID and it just prints it right there on a kiosk and you move on. So not essential, but I would say get your player's card on the casinos you go to.
Okay, so definitely on that. How about this one? Let's switch over to packing since we're in the pre-trip right now. Clothing and footwear. Obviously, no matter where you're staying in Vegas, doesn't matter if you're downtown, doesn't matter if you're on the strip, if you have excursions planned or whatever, you got to have some comfortable footwear. It is not the time to, especially for the ladies, I guess, to wear giant heels and think you're going to walk around all day in heels like that and not beat yourself up.
Well, you see them all the time. The ladies are walking down the street carrying their shoes. Like, it's one thing to bring them and go to dinner, I guess, but And I've told the story in the past where my very first trip to Vegas, I thought it was so cool about brand new shoes. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I got all kinds of blisters and sore.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Nothing. What is it? When I used to do marathons, I've done 11 marathons. There was a saying in the marathon world, nothing new on race day.
Yeah.
So always running, an old pair of shorts, old pair of socks, old pair of shoes,
don't break
their shirts. Yeah. Do not have anything new on there.
Yeah, because like you said, I mean, even if you get like a ride to your casino and you're only going to stay at one casino, the casinos are so big to go from parking to your room or whatever. I mean, you're walking a lot, let alone
it's
if
insane.
You plan on walking the strip or something
it's
like
insane.
That.
It's insane. And then if you just want to go to a place across the street.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You just can't go across the street.
No.
You got to go through a maze, yep, and then get to the corner that has
the walkway, know,
bridge,
the street,
walkway bridge. Yeah. It's just the steps count is just absolutely crazy.
Yeah, if you keep track of your steps, you'll be good. You'll be good if you go to.
Oh, your watch will think you're working out. Yeah.
But there are places like downtown Fremont Street, or there are towns I'm familiar with, Blackhawk, Colorado, where everything's real close and actually walkable. It's not like that in, well, at least, you know, the
strip,
proper, anyway. Yeah, Vegas, yeah. The strip.
But I would bring multiple pairs. I would bring two pairs of comfortable, just because with my personal experience, it's good to change up your feet and, you know, different pressure points and stuff like that. So I'd bring two pairs of comfortable shoes.
Just going back to the player's card real quick. Dan in our comments said, ask the pit boss and they'll print one for you. I actually forgot. I do that a lot too. They're like, hey, where's your player's card? And you hand them your driver's license and they'll just reprint. They'll come back and.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
With your player's card, because they print it for you usually. So usually I head to the craps table first, and they just print it out and give it to you too.
Do it right there.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, Dan. That was a good one. They had flip flops and sandals, because wherever you're staying, you more than likely are going to have a pool there, right? Most places, can you think of places that, I'm sure there are some that don't have a pool, but even the little dinky places have pools.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like a requirement list for Vegas. I don't know if you're staying at the right place if you have a hotel without a pool.
Without a pool, yeah. You might
so, Jib, are you a flip-flop guy or sandal guy? I actually don't. I don't like flip-flops, you know, with the thing between your toe.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I actually wear tennis shoes to the pool. So
okay. I've done that before.
Just because a lot of these casinos are really big, and it's a long walk with, like, sandals or whatever, and I just, I'm not a sandal flip-flop.
I don't do sandals. I do Crocs. My wife hates them.
Yeah, same here. I have a pair, but I don't,
I like to wear them just because it looks so stupid to me. And, you know, anything to draw more attention to myself.
Yeah, but some sort of footwear, especially in the summer in Vegas.
Oh my God.
When the ground is boiling, you know, you try to, like, get out of the pool and go back to your lounge chair, even, you know, 20 feet, and you could scald your feet. So,
yeah, my little bottom of my feet, I imagine, look like little cotton balls, and then they're burnt with
very
blisters
sensitive,
on them.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Very
so, sensitive. Yeah, I just tend to wear my tennis shoes and take them off. And
okay. Yeah, yeah. So, tennis shoes.
But anyway, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Shoes, obviously, flip flops or sandals. One, and this is true, I don't know about you, but I don't know who made this one, but definitely you want to bring at least one hoodie or kind of like little slicker or something. It's not likely to rain while you're there in Las Vegas, right? Because it is in a desert.
Right.
Although, you can go online and see the videos of the daily.
When it rains, it does flood. Yeah.
It pours. Yeah, it pours. But you should have a jacket. It's not because it's going to be so bitter cold outside, but it's some of these casinos and some of these shows and theaters, they just pump that AC all day and all night because they know if they don't, it'll never catch up and get cool again.
Right.
And you can get a cold in there, I think. So
it could get chilly, yeah. Especially just even the dynamic of walking from such extreme heat inside. It may, you know, people who have been in there all day, they're like, oh, it's comfortable. But when you come in from 105 degree, 110, you go, oh my gosh, it's 72 in here and it's freezing, right? You just think it's so freezing because you've been outside. Yeah, and then, you know, it is desert. So, you know, depending on when you go in the season, it could be 80 in the day, which you're like, oh, this is nice t-shirt weather, short weather. Mm-hmm. But at night, it'll drop down to, you know, 50.
Okay.
So that's what happens in the desert. It'll drop significantly, 30
at
some
night.
Degrees. Yeah, when the sun sets. But yeah, you know, the air conditioning thing's a big deal.
It's a huge deal to me on there. So we had the hoodie or light jacket. Once somebody said, hey, an outfit for going out. If you're a going out kind of person and you want to dress up for the nines and you're hitting the club or I don't know. I guess that's more of an age bracket kind of thing. But although there's,
I mean, does it hit your age bracket? Because I don't dress up for anything. And I guess I'm pretty bad about that.
I don't know. But I've seen some dirty old men who, you know, dressing up, going out, that kind of thing.
I mean, a lot of people have fun with it too, which I appreciate.
Obnoxious.
Obnoxious. Yeah. The flaming dice shirt or whatever. There's nothing wrong with it. I love it. It's not me. I don't know if I could pull it off, but yeah.
Oh, I have the light up shoes and all.
There you go. You're into the flaming shirt.
So yeah, maybe I am that.
A little bit.
Yeah, but yeah. I'm not going to some fancy club like that. I'm just
Greg just chimed in. He says he loves dressing up for Vegas. He's a sharp dresser, though.
Oh, he is a master. He and Kim, when they get going, they are to the nines, man.
Yeah.
It's like the Great Gatsby is where Greg is.
Yeah, I love his style.
Oh, yeah. Very high class, high end. So an outfit for going out. And then, of course, a swimsuit.
Yeah, you're going to be in the pool at some point.
You're definitely going to have to get to the pool, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that would be it for the clothing. Now we're going to switch over to health and hygiene. All right, you ready?
I mean, yeah, this is kind Let's of important go. Probably.
Pain relievers.
Oof, yeah.
And why do you think you need pain relievers?
Well, a couple things. I know for me, it's like your legs, your feet, your joints aching. Can get aching, right? So a little Advil type or ibuprofen type thing for that. Headaches are a common thing. Now, I am not a drinker, but I know that people kind of might have issues with that. But I mean, depending on where you're at, there's a lot of thumping music. There's, you know, it's easy to get dehydrated. You're not drinking enough in the heat. There's a lot of reasons that you may get headaches. You know, staying up late, different things like this. So a little acetaminophen, is that what it is? Tylenol or whatever it might be.
Yeah, acetaminophen. Then you got naproxen, which is not Advil, but whatever the other one is. But anyway, all those pain relievers. And here's one. It's not on the list that I sent you, but I just thought of it. And I always bring it with me, Benadryl.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Two reasons. One is you never know if you're going to have a little allergic reaction or something.
Yeah, I don't have Benadryl, but I do have little allergy pills. Because, if you're not used to it, I'm a little bit used to it more here in Reno. Vegas isn't such a big transition, but boy, if you come in, there's a lot of different pollens there in the desert that can really, really get you.
Well, I was thinking more depending on where you're staying. Like if you're staying downtown and you're facing the street or with, you know, some of these hotels and the bands that are, well, I mean, if you're laying there and the music's like,
oh, you're using it for a knockout drug.
Two Benadryl or three Benadryl and a melatonin get you to sleep eventually.
They
right?
make specific pills for that, Jimmy. I don't think you have to take Benadryl.
Oh yeah, I think you do, because I've tried it just trying with the melatonin.
Okay,
and,
all right,
and
it
doesn't work.
You know more. So, about
it than I would say definitely the Benadryl.
Okay.
On that one, here's one everybody says. Band-aids and blister pads.
Well, another pill I bring heartburn pills. I don't know. It's just my age, whatever.
What pill are you talking about?
A heartburn pill.
Heartburn, antacid.
Antacid, whatever, if you kind of have that. Although I could tell, I mean, we're speaking weird. I'll be open a little bit. Recently, in the last 2 months, I've got a CPAP machine. I don't know if that deserves applause.
No. Hey, you're going to live. You're not going to be like
Reggie
White.
Yeah, no, it was wild. So, now we're going to turn this into a health episode. But people probably appreciate this inside thing. And I recommend this for people. Get tested. So there's a scale from 0 to 30 of how many times
you stop breathing.
You stop breathing, right? So 30 means you're is extreme. You're in bad shape. So yeah. Whenever I did the test, I came in at 79, which is how many times, is it per hour or, I think it's per hour maybe,
yep.
That you're not getting oxygen to your brain,
right.
Which could cause, it could cause a lot of problems. It's pretty dangerous.
And death.
Yeah, I'm way off the chart. So anyway, they're like, bro, you're, and it made sense because I'm, and they're like, you're getting like an hour and a half sleep per night. that was kind of my average of how much decent sleep I was getting. So I'm like, man, no wonder I'm falling asleep at noon. But man, I've got on this machine and I don't know why I would say this, but why not? And, but I don't take antacid pills anymore either. So it solved that problem as well.
Well, good.
But now I'm sleeping through the night and my number is in the single digits, where is a normal range. And
now let me ask you this.
It's been life changing.
Full mask, or you have the nose piece? Which one did you get?
It goes under the nose and covers my mouth. That's been pretty comfortable, but I'm still in the 90 days. But
yeah,
we got people chiming in.
Yes,
in our 20s, we're not bringing any of this stuff. Mine was, he was 66, so I don't know.
Yeah.
People chiming in with their health issues.
We're alienating.
Well, we're getting old. Yeah, we're alienating the young crowd.
Yeah. All right, I'm not going to get into my stuff. We'll leave Jeremy's out there. Nobody cares about me. So we'll move on.
We've said enough.
CPAP machine if you need it.
Yeah, that should be on the list. CPAP and antacid if you're
for health and hygiene. and we started off with what?
We need Band-Aids.
Pain relievers. Yeah,
yeah. We moved on to Band-Aids, which I've never thought of and I never have used. But
some people with, if you got a problem with a feet swelling, that kind of thing, you need that Band-Aid, like a heel rubbing back on the back of your Achilles heel or something like that. Or Band-Aids are definitely a
crowd
big
pleaser
one.
Said, don't forget my walker.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Not yet. Sorry to sidetrack things. Hour. We're getting things sidetracked. Yeah. All right, get back to
comedy
the list, Jim.
No, we're back to the list.
All right.
So Band-Aids and blister pads, hand sanitizer. And that was, I've never seen so much hand sanitizer in my life, but people are always, I see them squirting.
Especially
stuff.
The last couple of years, right? Everyone, it came to the front of everyone's minds, right? Front of mind. So everyone's got like the little bottles hanging off their bags and stuff.
Oh yeah. So hand
it's probably
sanitizer.
Not a bad idea.
How about lip balm for the, that's a big thing. If you go to the desert, anything that's going to dry you out, you know, lip balms, your lips are going to get dried. I noticed that coming from the East Coast with a lot of humidity going over there. I mean, it starts sucking the life out of me, which is the water.
And I don't see it on the list, but also eye drops. It's a very similar thing. Your eyes will dry out and you're like, man, why are my eyes so itchy and scratchy and my lips so dry? It's because there's no humidity. So if you're not used to that.
I didn't think of that one. So yeah, eye drops, we definitely need to add. Some people said lotion, right? For your skin, because your skin dries out.
Yeah, I don't care about that stuff. But
sunscreen.
If you're worried about being wrinkly.
Yep. Sunscreen, weary buyer Ken just threw up sunscreen. That was next on my list.
Mm-hmm.
Was definitely sunscreen. You just don't get away from it. And when it's like when we were there last summer, and I think it was like 115, 120 or whatever it was. And if you're not in the shade, it's just on you, and there's no relief whatsoever on there.
And then you'll burn pretty quick, and then you'll have a miserable trip if you.
Absolutely.
If you're burnt.
Absolutely. And then a reusable water bottle. You know, some people like to carry those. Other people buy the plastic bottles and just reuse them. But
water in Vegas is expensive.
Yeah.
Like they give you no grace. They're like, hey, yeah, this water bottle is $8. But like, we need water to survive here in the desert. I'm like, $8 and you'll survive. Like,
oh my gosh.
So, you know, some pools give it away or whatever. But yeah, for the most part, you're going to find like water is expensive. They kind of rake you on that, on like a super necessity like that. But that's kind of the day and age we live in. But it's a little more excessive in Vegas.
I did something stupid when I drove from Reno to Vegas with my wife. I rented a car and we were driving back, and I did not realize the route that we were taking. We went by some kind of crazy clown hotel, and
yeah,
it was just like a one lane road.
Okay,
what was it?
Tunapa. That's the town where that clown hotel is. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, we would drive and it says next gas station, 200 miles or whatever the sign said.
Right.
And then once I got back, I was like, you know, if we would have had car problems or something, and I'm literally in the desert and I didn't have any water with us, you know, we would just buy a couple bottles of water for the car as we were going. And I was like, what if we had car problems? What if it, you know, nobody stopped? It was just terrible planning on my part. So water is a definite.
Yeah. When we get to Vegas, we always buy some gallons or, you know, a case of it or something from, there's a, both Fremont Street and on the strip, there's the, what do you call them? Drug marts or whatever. Yeah. CVS or whatever.
Yeah, and Walgreens.
Walgreens. Yeah. So, but, yeah, and their water's reasonably priced. You just buy
them. Yeah, it's not cheap.
Take them up to your room or whatever.
So. Now, I did have, I did see, I wish I should have wrote the guy's name down. I did see a travel video, and the guy said, if you have a hotel, because there's a few hotels that do not have refrigerators in them, he said, bring a foldable cooler, and then you can buy some water, you can buy some drinks, put the ice, you know, down the hall and put it in there, and then keep your drinks cool overnight or whatever.
There you go.
So I thought that was a pretty good idea.
I do know of another tip, but I don't use it. Like, for what's medical that? Reasons, like all, I suppose, I don't know this for sure, but I've heard this from multiple people, you know, these Vegas tip people.
Okay.
If you have like insulin or something that needs to be refrigerated, you request a refrigerator, they're obligated by law to bring you a refrigerator. Obviously, if you don't have some sort of, it's a little non-moral, maybe, I don't know, to request a fridge if you don't actually have a medical condition that requires it. But yeah.
I've never heard that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So if you do need something refrigerated, the big one I know of is insulin, for those that know about that sort of thing. But
all right. Very good. So that was it that I had for health and hygiene, not unless you want to add anything else to.
I don't see anyone else bringing anything in the comments, but.
All right.
Yeah.
So now let's get to the good stuff.
Yeah. More fun.
Yeah. Gambling tools and accessories.
Okay.
So first thing is bankroll.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
If you want to play, that's probably a good idea.
You need it, right?
Yeah.
You need it. So what are your thoughts on bankroll and how much and how do you conquer that?
I mean, this would be ideal scenario. I mean, if you're going to Vegas and you have $300 for your trip, that's what you got.
You go with what you got, right?
But ideally, if you're going once a year and you're saving up and you're like, man, I really want this to be a gambling trip or whatever, just think through the process. How many days are you going to be there? A great way to do is to divide it up. Okay, I'm going to be there 4 days. So maybe you're like, okay, I can budget whatever it is, I don't know, $200 a day for 4 days would be $800 or $500 a day. would be 2,000 or whatever.
There you go.
You know, so you can kind of break it up by day. And then if you really wanted to, you could break it up by like, I'll probably play in the morning and evening. So you may be like, hey, maybe 250 in the morning, 250 at night, or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. But just kind of think about it instead of being like, I got $1,000 and hopefully it lasts for the whole trip and I might lose it on day one. If you want to enjoy yourself the whole trip, think about it logically as far as dividing it up on how many days that you're probably, or, you know, maybe 2 days you're going to go see Hoover Dam or hang out at the pool with the wife and not really gamble, you know, okay. But just how many days are you gambling and whatever kind of fits your budget. If you can, that's the ideal scenario, I would suggest.
And so you recommend getting that money out ahead of time instead of waiting to get to Vegas and pulling it out with the ATM, or what do you recommend? Or different schools of thought?
Yeah, I mean, some people, you can get a line of credit at the casino if you want. It just kind of depends. If you're traveling, you got and how comfortable you are with carrying cash, mm-hmm. or money, right? So if you got $1,000, probably no big deal. You know, it's in your pocket, wallet, whatever. You know, if right. you're a bigger gambler and you're like bringing $10,000,
obviously, you're not going to have suitcases full
yeah,
of...
Yeah, well, one, you know, at $10,000, you may or may not have to declare, because that's kind of like the threshold where they're like, hey, why do you have $10,000 that you're flying across the country, right? I probably wouldn't fly with $10,000. I would just go, hopefully, you could check and see if your local bank's there. ATMs are going to be a problem because you usually can only... Maybe it's not a problem because you can only withdraw. You know, there's usually daily limits, 300, 500... depending on your account and stuff, how much you can take out. So
okay.
It is something to consider, and it's a great topic I haven't really thought about. But you can usually call ahead to a casino, open up a line of credit, and that way you can get it at the table. But ATM, you know, you're dealing with a daily limit. How much are you going to bring that you're comfortable with?
Okay.
That's kind of, I guess, the trick.
And you would recommend if you did that, then put it in envelopes or whatever, and
yeah, what kind of whatever management system you like.
Okay.
You know, keep it in your hotel safe if it's a significant amount, mm-hmm. you know, so you don't have it all on one day and you could lose it or drop it or get robbed or, you know, whatever. Just, you know, just, I don't know. It's kind of, to me, it seems like common sense stuff, but I don't know if anyone has particular questions about it. But
I would like, I don't know if anybody's in the comments could chime, like, maybe they're, you know,
what their experience or what they've done.
Yeah, like how do they do it or anything?
Yeah, if you're bringing like $5,000, what have you guys? What have you guys done?
All right, so obviously bankroll is it. Second thing is some people say you need to bring your lucky charm or chip or dice or whatever, you know, because that's the one thing that you need to win at the table.
Absolutely,
is luck.
Yes.
So whatever you got, rabbit's foot, whatever you got, bring it with you, right? I mean, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Is it a guarantee, though?
Yes,
it's not a guarantee.
Jim, it's a guarantee.
It is a guarantee.
You're okay, lucky. So. You're lucky. Otherwise, you wouldn't bring it. But your lucky charm is going to work.
Right. If not, Jim, then you just throw it away.
You throw it away, and you look for a new lucky charm.
A new lucky charm. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Now, this one was kind of neat. Strategy notes or cards or, you know, a little blackjack cards or whatever you got.
Yeah.
I think that's a good thing. I know you here lately have been using the book, right? You got a little book.
Yeah, I take my book.
There you go.
My in and out. You could leave it in your room. I sometimes bring it to my table. I'm always afraid that I'll leave it, you know, on the bottom rail.
Like I did on the cruise ship.
Yeah, exactly. So I sometimes will type it in the notes on my phone and then rewrite it in my book or whatever. I don't know why I do that, but I just do.
I always write
notes on paper. I just, yeah. Old
Are you a big strategy card guy when it comes to blackjack and stuff, or you think you know?
No, I do because I don't play blackjack at live tables. I will play them on electronic so I can use my phone. So I do have a cheat sheet of the blackjack moves because I don't have them memorized.
Okay. Like when to split and what.
Yeah. So I have my little cheat guide that I sit when I play blackjack on electronic tables. Usually you can't have phones at casino tables. So a lot of people, they sell them in the gift stores or print them out, or you're allowed to bring paper, bring that strategy with you, set it right on the table. No big deal. Same thing with, like, I actually have press charts on my website that you can download and print out. But like in craps, if you wanted this presses to this, you throw in this, you want that sort of thing on a piece of paper, perfectly acceptable and allowed, if it helps you bring it.
All right. Very good. Next one is, again, Players Club card, casino apps installed ahead of time. So, like, especially like the bigger, if you're staying on the strip and the bigger hotels, I mean, you don't even need a room key now, in theory. You can use your
digital
phone. Digital phone. So, whether you're MGM or Caesars or whatever you're doing, try to find out if the hotel or the group that you're staying with has an app and take advantage of all that technology that's there.
Yeah, and a lot of them are now, like, as soon as you're done playing, like, the points update right on your phone.
It's like bam.
Yep. So, you know, if you care about comp points Comps or that stuff, sort of thing, it's a pretty cool function. So, yeah, it's a pretty good
idea.
Do you have any? I've got MGM on my phone.
Okay. I was going to ask it. Which ones do you have? Okay.
As far as land-based casinos, that's all I have.
Yeah, I've got MGM and Caesars because when I started, I was splitting, but now I tend to be more on the Caesars side of things.
Okay.
But next thing is tech and apps. Obviously, your phone and your charger, right? You're not going anywhere without those. Those portable blocks for your phone?
Yep, those are nice.
Power banks, yeah. Mm-hmm. Those type of things. This was another one. Another app, you should probably, if you're not renting a car, definitely have your Uber or Lyft app down. You know,
I usually Uber do Lyft both. App. I have both, and I usually check both, and one is significantly cheaper than the other sometimes.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I never thought about doing both.
Yeah, I just punch in the address, and, you know, Uber might come up, like, from the airport to MGM Grand. It might be like $26, and I open up Lyft and it's like $14, or, you know, a little bit further to Fremont, it might be $35 versus $22, or, you know, things mm-hmm. like that. So I always open up both real quick, and it's worth it. I don't know who, I mean, I guess people, there are still a lot of taxis. People still use taxis. Are you a taxi guy? Or are you kind of a,
I've converted over to Uber.
Really? I mean, it's weird. It's just some stranger with a car, but I mean, I don't know.
Well, it's weird though. It's like a taxi is a stranger with a car.
Yeah, but they're
and then usually the car and the taxi is not as nice.
No, exactly. It's like run down yellow cab.
I mean, would they hose it down at the end of the night or
right,
something?
Right, with vomit smell in it. Yeah.
So anyway, at first that was, I was like you, it was kind of weird for me, but I have totally dove in.
Yeah, same.
To the Uber land. I just love it. But I've never done the Lyft. I just didn't like the, I think Lyft was the one with the mustache on the front of the car when they first came out.
Yeah, is I think right? so. Like a, yeah, they were like the hippie whatever. I think they've got away from that advertisement, but they were the exact same. Depending on what city and market you're in, the price could either be double or half. Yeah, it's
really okay.
Sometimes they're similar, but usually, yeah. But the same thing. They have, like, you know, if you want the X or the regular, or, you know, a luxury, or, you know, they got categories you could pick.
Now, I didn't have this one on our list, and I did see it, and since he was the originator of the show topic.
Oh yeah. Well, we're getting to food and drinks next. But I guess we're going into tech and apps. Yeah.
We're going into tech and apps. But yeah, it's an app, right? You would definitely want to get those.
I have
downloaded.
Never used a Grubhub or a DoorDash, Jim.
I have not used Grubhub and I've not done DoorDash. So I'm right there with you.
Like, I can't imagine my kids do it, I guess. It's like, okay, so nowadays, fast food is $15 meal.
Yes.
And then you have, I don't know what the fee is, like another $5.
Five at least.
Or whatever. And then a tip on top of that. So you're paying $25 for your $15 meal.
For McDonald's.
Maybe I'm just cheap or whatever. But, and I don't know, just the thought of, again, someone else handling your food. Do they bring it to your hotel room? I don't know. This is beyond me.
Yeah. It's weird. I do pizza delivery.
Yeah, I know. That's what my wife said. The exact same. You do pizza delivery, don't you? I'm like, Yeah, I guess. I mean, since the 80s, it feels different, but I guess it's the same thing.
Maybe.
Cropley just said, Grubhub is cheaper than room service. Okay. But do they bring it all the way up to your hotel room and all that stuff?
Or maybe you have to have keys usually.
Yeah, maybe you have to meet in the lobby. I don't know what it is, but
yeah.
I've just, that's one thing. Like I said, both feed into Uber and Lyft like you, but this food delivery thing kind of creeps me out a little bit, even though I am hypocritical and will do pizza delivery.
Okay. All right. And then we had finishing up tech and apps. We had
people are saying the lobby or designated place. Yeah, they won't deliver to your room.
Yeah, that makes sense because you don't want to have the people killed by serial killers. flashlight app or keychain light. I always, when I travel, I always have in my bag a little flashlight in case the power goes out in the hotel.
Really?
And you got to go down the emergency steps. And I always have it. I've just always been that way.
You're like a survival guy. Yeah, I've never thought, I've never crossed my mind.
The Jason Bourne guy.
Okay, okay, yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm always thinking.
Yeah.
You know,
I've certainly had power go off or fire alarms go off in hotels and stuff, but I've never been like, where's my handy dandy flash? I just have never, wow, okay.
I don't know. That's just me. But yeah.
No, and apparently others, yeah.
Yeah.
It made the list.
I mean, I didn't, yeah, it made the list. I didn't put it on there. Hold on one second.
Yeah, it's security not allowing people access to elevators and blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Room keys to get up to certain floors and all that stuff. So, yeah, that'll, all right. All that
makes
sense.
Now we're going to snacks and drinks. All right. I'm a big proponent of snacks and drinks. And I'm going to say something for you in the morning, because if you go down in some of these hotels, especially if you're on the Strip and you're in the Starbucks line and you're trying to get a little Danish and coffee or whatever for breakfast, you're going to be waiting a while, and not to mention the expense.
So yeah, there's lines something. And the expense.
Yeah, yeah, I would say, and this is what I do, I will either wait till I get there and then I'll go to CVS or Walgreens.
Yeah, you
or
pick up your
like
water
that.
And your snacks same time.
Yeah, water and snacks and bring them back to the room, that type of thing. So hydration packs, they were saying liquid IV, which I don't even know what liquid IV is.
It's just like a little packet of powder. Essentially just salt, right, into your...
Okay.
It's like a, you know, Gatorade mix type thing.
Ah, okay. All right. And definitely gum and mints. You know, have something to chew. I think that helps you keep hydrated, too.
Slab well. Going. You'll get bad breath. Your mouth will dry out here.
Oh, my
here
God.
In the West,
depending
so.
On which casino with the smoke and everything, if you're walking around, not to mention the other stuff that they smoke. around there is
the
crazy
wacky weed,
yes, all that. And then so anyway, anybody, you got any other thoughts on what snacks to bring or anything?
Yeah,
I have
no,
one for
I
me.
Mean, I mean, I guess just be mindful. It's not on the list, but just be mindful. Everything, all food is just expensive there. They jack everything up, like I mentioned at the beginning, water to everything. So, you know, if you can get that kind of stuff at the local drugstore, great. If you don't care and you're like, hey, I'm on vacation, I don't care, that's fine. But just know, you know, you're, well, I know it used to be $5 McDonald's, but now your $10 McDonald's is, you know, almost $20.
It's crazy, isn't it?
In Vegas. So, you know, just keep that in mind that all the food's going to be a little more expensive.
Absolutely. And then I would say one other thing for me, I'm a type 2 diabetic.
I did not
and
know that.
I have been known to play for 6-7 hours at a time with my limited bankroll. And of course, I could play up to maybe 7-8 minutes, depending on how short the rolls are. But but yeah, you know what I mean? So it's anywhere. But I always keep some sweet tarts, a roll of sweet tarts in there in case I'm playing and I want to get my
you need the sugar,
blood sugar
up.
Yeah,
okay.
That's right. So that's what I do. I like those because, you know, they won't melt in your pocket. And you can like
You've
break
this
half
through.
Of them off.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, I'm you know, like I said, you know, right beside my flashlight is my sweet tart. Yeah, sweet tarts. Yeah, roll of sweet
tarts. Are those the powdered one? Like
No. They're little circle ones. Sweet tarts. Sweethearts. Sweet tarts. Not the little teeny ones with their little plastic.
Not
wrapper.
Those ones. Those are sweeties or something like
sweeties,
that.
Sweeties,
like, the
I
little
think
powder. Sweethearts. Yeah, they're like compressed powder. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, not that
You're
one.
You're talking like hard round candy with like
hard
a hard coated.
Candy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. Like
okay, just so we're
stuff.
Clear. Quality stuff.
Like you would get at the movie theater.
Okay. Yeah. I would never get that at the movie theater, Jim, but okay.
You never get that?
No. Oh, you get buttery popcorn, and
yeah,
you get
my wife. Yeah, those are Smarties. Yeah.
Some sort chewy candy like. I like Juju Fruits, but they don't have like Dots or Twizzlers or whatever. Mm-hmm. You don't get sweet tarts or whatever you're talking about.
Hey, I'm glad Dennis just jumped in there too. He said, this is an old diabetic, and I'm a type 2, not a 1, but cake icing for instant sugar.
Milk Duds is another movie theater thing.
Milk Duds. Yeah.
Sweet tarts. What in the world?
Yeah, yeah, they're there.
I didn't
even
know they sell those in stores. Come on. But anyway,
yeah, they do.
Apparently it works, and you would know.
It works for me. Hey, it works for me.
Okay.
So anyway, Milk Duds.
Non-melting is the key, though, because cake icing, not great. Or portable.
Yeah, well, the cake icing, Jeremy, you need to get out to the grocery store, but you got to go, you get it in a tube, and it's got a little cap on it.
Yeah, I've seen those.
And it doesn't melt. Yeah, yeah. So you just put that in your
pocket. So now you're carrying a ruin. Okay, okay.
I'd rather have the thing that I consume and then throw away the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because I might not go through the whole cake ice.
Right.
And so cake icing.
I understand cake icing, instant sugar. I like that.
Yeah.
But it seems like the sweet tarts is probably a better,
pretty
maybe
good way too.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Whatever works for you if you need to get you some quick sugar.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right.
Again, we're talking about old man stuff.
Foods and drink. Yeah, yeah. Foods and drink. I know. It's terrible. We're getting dated.
Man, you guys are old, going to the movies, downloads, baby. Whatever.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Vegas specific items. This is one a lot of people said, and it's usually one of the things we have in our swag bag when we go to DiceCon is we have a little drawstring bag.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really cool to carry around because, you know, whether it's...
you got
to
carry all the stuff we mentioned, your protein bar, your lip balm,
your water,
your money. Right. Like, you got a lot of stuff.
Suntan lotion.
Dennis just mentioned earplugs.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of these little trinkets. Some can stay in the hotel room, but some you kind of need access to.
Absolutely.
So you need your man purse, or ladies may already have a purse, but yeah.
Yeah, need it.
By the way, this year, I instead of the drawstring, I believe I'm moving to the... I have samples that they're late. I should have them in the mail so I can get the order placed, but I'm looking at a crossbody type bag instead of the drawstring bag this year. So,
okay.
A little sneak peek for those who come.
Very good. Very good. All right. So, and that's more kind of hangover-y kind of thing anyway. So, I like that. So, definitely more interesting presentation.
A very uncool fanny pack that you could wear with your Crocs and your...
Yes.
Flaming Dice t-shirt. You know,
and my light-up shoes.
Light-up shoes and a little fanny pack.
Blinking shoes.
Your green poker visor.
Definitely need that cross bag or backpack. Pack. This one was once Ziploc bags. And some people say for organizing. Now, when you go on the plane, and I know you're a frequent flyer with your wife, how organized is your carry-on bag?
I have a backpack that has
multiple
packets. So, yeah, there's like the very top packet has quick access things like headphones and whatever. And
the next
pocket. Yeah, so I guess kind of semi-organized because it's each pocket is how priority of how quickly I need to access them.
Do you have your stuff in little bags after that inside those big ones?
Mm-mm.
I do.
Really?
I got Ziploc bags with...
So, I mean, what's loose that you have that needs to be in a Ziploc bag?
Well, I have my snacks organized for that. And then
so you got a Ziploc with sweet tarts in it?
Yes.
And then you have...
Some pretzels.
But isn't the pretzels already in a bag?
Yeah, they're already in a bag. But, you know, sometimes I'll put that stuff in a plastic bag in the back. So pretzels isn't a good
thing. Give me a good example of what
good examples would be, like medicine.
But isn't medicine in like a medicine tube or?
Yeah, but you gotta consolidate because you don't want all this stuff all over the place. So now my newest thing is I bring, my wife found these little teeny little bags. So on the past cruise we just did, and this is the old men stuff again, I put all my separate medicines in each bag because I don't need a whole pill bottle for each one.
Okay.
So it consolidates on space.
Okay, so this is what I do.
Napkins.
I've got a little travel pill bottle that I put my Tylenol, my Advil, my heartburn. I just take like a couple pills and throw them all in one little thing. but I wouldn't then put it in another bag on top.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I might be breaking the law.
Yeah.
This is my civil disobedience.
I was thinking of that, too.
Just it might be a law, but you know what?
You got loose drugs hanging around.
Yeah, I got loose drugs hanging out. So maybe I'm rolling the dice with that. But
Brock
yeah.
says socks in a Ziploc, underwear in a Ziploc. Yep. I have those
yes,
little
cracker bag. That's right.
I have
cracker
those little. Bag, they call them. I brought specific. Well, my wife had the little specific travel zipper bags. They're like
yes.
nylon or cloth or whatever. And you mm-hmm. put. I do organize my clothes that way, but okay. like all my loose stuff, I just put in different pockets. I don't put yeah. a bag within a bag within a bag. I don't know the Ziploc thing, Jim. I'm not sold on it yet.
Well, it works for me.
Yeah, yeah, whoever it works for. I mean, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever, so I'll put like pins. Oh, here you go. I'll give you an example.
Mike's agreeing with you. Five.
So,
yeah.
I got note cards in a bag because okay. you just can't put in. I have a pen in there. So that way, when I think of a funny thought or something I need to communicate to you, I've got it right there.
Do you have a drawer?
Yeah, I have a drawer, but this is something I took out of my bag.
Oh, it was in the bag. Okay.
From the cruise.
I mean, it's yeah. not like I don't use Ziplocs. Like, this is a Ziploc yeah. of, you know, pens for different club members, yeah. but...
You're not carrying that around. Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever... Okay. A bag. Crowd pleaser bag. Just said it.
What did he say?
This is what just came to my mind, too, before I saw it. I always put some kitchen trash bags
that's
for
right.
my dirty clothes.
13-gallon bags, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, yeah, yeah. So we had that.
And when I forget, I'm like, dang it, now my stinky clothes are going to mix with my
mix
clean
up,
clothes.
Yeah, or... yeah. And then next
along
thing you know,
this line.
Oh, stinky. Go ahead.
Do you unpack at a hotel and utilize? They always have dressers. Do you utilize the dressers and all this stuff?
Not really. My wife, when we travel together, she will unpack everything. Like if we go on a cruise and
yours
we'll
and hers?
Everything. Yeah.
Okay.
She'll unpack everything and make everything our little home for the week.
Okay.
When I go out of town by myself, I usually get a two queens or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and I use one to open up the suitcase and use that
exactly.
as kind of my base,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And then I go from that. But and I think I mentioned a couple shows ago, last year at DiceCon at the Golden Nugget, when I went into the check into the room, they already had pre-packed.
Pre-stocked for you.
Pre-stocked for me. And, you know.
Little creepy.
Little creepy. And they guaranteed me that it was the cleanest room.
Yeah.
And they met all their standards. So.
Yeah. Except but, for yeah, someone was currently living in it with all their stuff.
Yeah. I was just like, I just felt like I was in a Nightline episode. Hey, this is bizarre. But yeah.
I always live out of my backpack or suitcase. And then, mm-hmm. but same, my for whatever reason, my wife unpacks all my stuff in the cruise lines and puts it all nicely away and hangs stuff up. I'm like, okay, cool, whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't know. She's kind of making it feel like home or whatever. But yeah. I have a couple times recently, and I think it's because of the cruising thing. I've been to a hotel and I have like opened up a drawer and kind of put my stuff in it. And then I'll use a second drawer for dirty clothes. So I've just started this. And my wife always looks at me like, what are you doing? And like, the drawers are here. I'm starting to. So I'm like transitioning, Jim. I think I'm going to use the drawers more. I mean,
I'm
depending
always afraid
on,
I'm gonna
one night
forget
thing.
Stuff. Yeah, yeah. I'm always afraid I'm going to forget. And then the other thing is, it's just like, I don't know who's putting their stuff in there. I don't know. I'd rather just leave it in my suitcase, but it's not like they're wiping out.
Dennis
the
says in Vegas, I live out of a suitcase on a cruise. I unpack. Yeah, I guess it makes sense. It's kind of like a time frame thing, right? Crowd pleaser also said over under 3 days, right? Makes a decision on whether you're packing or not. I don't think we had this on the list, Jim.
What's that?
A dryer sheet.
No, it was not. That's
what is that for?
Idea.
Is that
so dryer sheets
keep the static and the smell, or
yeah, I think they're keep them fresh, like fresh and or freshy fresh kind of thing. Some of them are scented nowadays. Yeah, I think that's good. And Mike had, I will do this sometimes. Is you know if I'm bringing a if it's a dress shirt or something, I will hang that up in the closet. Especially, but then again, how often we getting dressed up, you know?
Me never, but yeah.
You never, but
Yeah, my wife brings that spray. That didn't make the list, but like the wrinkle spray, I guess, if you need it, like hang it up, and then, spray it, and shake it out.
Spot thing. Yeah, for a quick spot. Vegas specifics, dollar bills for tips. You know, if you want to, you know, be Mr. Moneybags, get you some ones ahead of time.
Yeah, I never encountered that at the table.
Yeah.
No, you know what? You do.
Like Bellman and
stuff. Well, yeah,
like that.
Bellman, the, not Uber, but like the, you know, if there's an airport shuttle and they move your bags or, you know, I guess stuff like that. Yeah, we do pre-plan and actually bring dollar bills. But once I'm thinking like Vegas, I'm like, once I'm in the casino, it's like I just use the dollar chips.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
You can do that. How about for, do you ever tip the room person who's been taking care of you?
Yeah. Yeah. We leave, we leave money for the,
cash
the hotel person. Yeah.
Okay. Mini first aid kit.
I mean, you're a guy bringing a flashlight. I mean, do you bring a first aid kit too?
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than two decades of experience with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.
No, but I'll bring like...
You hesitated, Jim. You're bringing a first aid kit, aren't you? I mean, not that there's anything wrong with it.
It's not really a first aid kit. Okay. It's like my first aid. Like, I don't like having stuff caught in my teeth, so I'll bring some floss stick things.
Yeah, you've got
and
a
hygiene.
Personalized...
Yeah, yeah.
Another Ziploc bag of these.
It's a Ziploc bag. Exactly. You found my system.
Yeah.
So I'll have that. I'll have, like, if I... I don't know. Like... This is, again, first aid thing, but I've got a little pen that's in my backpack, and it'll go in a Ziploc bag. But if I have like a, if I suddenly came up with a mouth ulcer, I'm prepared for it. So I don't have to go to the Walgreens and get a mouth ulcer thing or something. I don't know.
I mean, how often are you getting mouth ulcers that you're prepping for this?
Not very often, but I mean, often enough to where, I mean, if I bite my food,
okay,
my cheek,
yeah,
you know, that kind of thing, it could happen.
I mean, yeah, it certainly could. I'm not, to me, I'm not preparing for that stuff. I don't, if it happens, I guess I'll deal with it when it happens.
I guess it's about as often as, you know, parlaying the hard 10 three times. You know, it does it happen? Yes, but I don't know. I'd rather be prepared for that. So that's
okay.
Me.
Okay. I mean, so, as long as you, like, I don't like carrying stuff. I do carry a little bag with me now when I have to.
Oh, I don't like carrying stuff.
It's minimal.
Either, yeah.
You know, I've got the super thin wall. Like, I hate stuff. So if you're talking mouth ulcer, I don't, you got all, your list
Band-Aids.
Is huge, Jim.
I am kind of prepping, I guess. I don't know.
How big is this backpack you have with you constantly?
It's a pretty big backpack, but...
you're like camping in Vegas. You got your 50-quart backpack of accessories. You have
hazard
lights and like rain gear. Well, you did mention rain gear in case it rains Vegas.
Well,
once a year.
It's to keep you warm in those cold... In case it's a wet show or something, you know?
Bob wants to know... Do you have a big Ziploc bags of empty Ziploc bags?
Actually, Bob, it's funny, but I've got a small suitcase that has It's not a Ziploc bag per se, but it's got all these Ziploc bags in it. So yeah, it's a little travel bag.
I think we're all goofing on you at this point, Jim. Do you bring MREs?
No, I haven't had that.
For the uninitiated, meals ready to eat. It's kind of like an army thing, but yeah, a little. Open them up and it's the whole steak, potatoes, side dish, everything ready to go.
I'm not. Mix it with some water. But these are all good ideas.
Yeah, just as Jen says to Fred. I mean, there are a lot of situations that could potentially arise, Jim, that it sounds like you might not be prepared for.
But
that's what this show's about. We're helping Jim out here.
No, it's not just me. It's everybody. Helping everybody.
Yeah, but you're going to bring all this stuff for us. And if we have a medical issue Jim's like, I got it. It's in my bag.
Well, I will tell you this. If anybody ever, if we're all playing at DiceCon, we're all, you know, at the table, we're having a good time. Say there's two tables. Mm. If something happens, I'm going to tell you the same thing I tell my kids at school. If you can keep up with Mr. Cartwright, you're going to be okay. Because I'm going to know where the emergency exit is. And I'm going to know how to get out of Dodge. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's you pay attention to that on the plane, right? When it probably doesn't matter very much, very often, but people pay attention. But I'm telling you. And again, it might be going back to me being robbed four times.
I mean, that's
good therapy.
Fair. I mean, do you have a multi? Someone asked, do you have a multi-tool, like a Leatherman or, you know,
I stopped carrying a Leatherman because of the TSA stuff. But when
if you
I
could,
do,
you would.
Yeah. Hey, in my truck, I've got a full set of tools in case I need to work on mine or somebody else's truck, you know.
Right.
So yeah, right. Situational awareness, thank you, is key.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, if you're prepared, you're prepared, and when you're not, you're like struggling. So I'm more of a, in this situation, I'm more of a gambler than you. You're prepared. Got things ready, and I'm more
You're definitely more of a gambler because you're making place bets all the time.
Yeah. So, there you go.
And lay bets.
Right. So that kind of coincides. You got bags of Ziploc bags.
Yeah.
And everything else, and you're a come better.
Yeah.
Makes sense. It lines up. It checks out.
The clickbait for this show ought to be Jim's a punching bag tonight.
Yeah.
Or something.
No, we don't. We only pick on you because we love you.
We're good. I know. I'm messing around.
This has been a funny,
back to the
funny
list,
episode, though.
Yeah. Maybe for some. no, I'm good with it.
Okay, good.
Sunglasses. They said definitely some sunglasses. And then an extra, and I don't know why this one was on, extra foldable duffel or tote. I guess that's, again, going back to carrying crap around or something. I don't know.
Dirty or souvenirs to bring
souvenirs,
back?
Souvenirs, it's on the way back. You could do that. But I did want to get to some of the ones that didn't fall into the categories because there was one that was very funny that one of our club members put in. He said to go to the hotel, make sure you grab a small towel or washcloth because Jay Chubbs, Texas, says Vegas is a very town that causes you to sweat a lot. You need to wipe off your head and your face and, you know, take care of yourself because you're sweating all the time.
Okay.
And then Mr. Gorn, one of our super club members, he says always bring a throwaway wallet. So that way, you know.
A decoy wallet?
A throwaway wallet. Yes, yeah, so that way if you get robbed or something, hey, give me your wallet or whatever, you give him the throwaway wallet.
That's really prepared. Is that a thing? I never heard of such a thing.
You never heard of a throwaway wallet?
No, never.
Don't you watch any crime shows whatsoever?
No, none ever. None ever.
Hey, somebody tell me in the comments if you guys ever heard of a throwaway wallet.
It sounds really reasonable and smart, but
yes.
Now I'm bringing two wallets?
No.
What do you mean, no? Yes, you have the throwaway wallet and your real wallet.
But I'm saying you've got your skinny little wallet anyway. Yeah. Bring another little wallet.
Another skinny wallet with
and throw some
fake
cash in there.
Okay,
whatever,
like $5 or something?
Yeah, or something. Throw it away.
You just said, it's only one wallet. No, now I'm bringing two wallets.
One real wallet, but, you know.
But it's still two. Now it's two things in my fanny pack or wallet. I mean, pocket.
Yeah, but
Jim,
you got the wrap now.
Why not three?
I tell you what, if you get robbed the first time, then go to the store, buy another fake wallet.
Well, I mean, you've been robbed multiple times and at gunpoint. So do you carry a throwaway wallet?
depending on where I go.
We're talking about going to Vegas, Jim. Should people bring a throwaway wallet to Las Vegas?
The places that I have been, no. Although one time when I was with Gorn, I wish I had one.
You walked through a back.
Well, we walked. We walked from downtown to the
Fremont Street. You're saying?
Yeah, from Fremont Street over to the Vegas sign thing that we did that first year.
Okay, so there's a couple blocks of.
It was more than a couple blocks.
Yeah. Where you might want to throw away wallet.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
You wish you had one?
No, I wish I had something else with me. But I'm not getting that. All right. So, that was from Mr. Gorn, by the way, a.k.a. Ace.
Interesting. So, a throwaway wallet. I love the idea. Too much for me. It's not
okay.
Not practical. Or
maybe you could put it underneath your hat. You know, have that.
Just hide it?
Yeah, put it underneath your hat, and they say, hey, give me your wallet. Just take off your hat. And
well, I mean, to be honest, I do, my money is separate from my wallet, like usually. So I might have them in different pockets or a fanny pack. Mm-hmm. So let's say I do have $500 or $1,000 to gamble with. It's usually in a rubber band or in my money clip. It's separate from my wallet. My wallet might whatever my wallet has in it. It might have $20. It might have $5. It might have $100. But I mean, I guess it is a pain in the rear to cancel your credit card and get a new driver's license or whatever. But they're not going to get the bulk of my money because it's never with my wallet. So although I don't know, I've never been robbed, Jim. Do they? Hey, here's your wallet. And are they satisfied? Or are they like, let me search you for more cash? Or like, how does that usually go down?
It depends, man. It depends. It depends on where you are. Well, we want to.
Okay, I was about to say we want to know, but I want to know, Jim. Yeah, you've got four experiences. What?
Yep.
Are they quick? And they just are satisfied with one thing, or is it like a full shakedown?
Well, if you're at a business and being robbed, it's supposed to be a quick thing, but mine was a rather long process. And then as far as personally,
it's almost like
being,
hostage situation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, actually, that's what the guy was charged with, abduction.
Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah. But anyway, not to turn this into a legal show, because we need to get justice in there. But yeah, depending on if it's a personal robbery or business, and depending on the robber themselves. Right?
Yeah, I guess there's so many different variables, but I'm thinking along the lines of being prepared or whatever, but.
Oh yeah, now I'm definitely prepared. A lot more so than when I was in my teens and 20s.
I don't think you've quite answered though. Are you going to have a throwaway wallet?
No, probably not.
Okay.
Probably not.
Yeah. Only front pockets. I never put anything in my back pockets.
And how about some pants with some secret pockets? Do you have that?
No, usually my golf type pants have like zipper pockets.
Yeah, right, I like behind the zipper ones. Yeah,
the front pockets. So yeah, those are nice.
Yeah,
Feel. I think you would feel, unless they were a real pro, if someone was trying to unzip the thing.
Yeah, I'm definitely good on that. Roll counter was another one that one of our members suggested, especially for the coveted medals that come out at DiceCon, but do the little clicker. And
that could go either way, because a lot of don't like mechanical or counting devices at tables. So some people
you can just keep it in your pocket.
You can keep it in your pocket. Or I mean, there's a lot of apps. There's a lot of, like, if you have a smart watch, you know, you can do it on that. I tend to count with laying out chips.
Yeah.
There's ways, but yeah, that's kind of it's a way.
Okay.
Count them rolls. That's important.
Good attitude.
Love that.
Yeah.
There's, because you can get tired, you can get run into grumpy people, unsavory people. It's just so many situations, right? To keep a positive, fun attitude is just going to improve your time vacation so much.
And this was from the Color Up Club. Color Up Club swag, t-shirts, hats, whatever. You know, we're nice people. We want to wish you guys would bring more deodorant. Yes.
Hey. I mean, I thought that I don't know that was even need to be mentioned. I just would hope and thought everyone.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Hey, I you know what I, and it's going to sound like I'm overprepared, but you know what's in that little backpack that I carry around?
A little stick of deodorant.
A little stick of deodorant. That's right.
Okay. Yep.
Because sometimes I, you know, after a long day morning in Vegas, you might have to do a little reapplique.
Okay. A little freshen up.
Freshen up. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. Justice Jen,
I usually try to
with you on that.
Keep the pack of gum to freshen up my breath. But yeah, I've never, I don't know. I don't know if some people perspire more or stink more. I don't know. I don't know what causes body odor, but I've never been told I have an issue with it. So
how about this one? Staying calm and getting a good night's sleep before your trip, like rest up. Before your trip.
Cause during your trip, yeah. I'm like, man, that could go either way. Cause some people are like no sleep for, you know, the trip or whatever, but
no sleep till Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of.
Boys. Yeah. So that one, take a nap if you get tired. This was another one. Don't be the know-it-all guy. What do you think about that one?
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody. Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Yeah. Did we talk about table rules? Or so? I don't know. It seems
We kind of covered
that. When we were teaching new people how to play, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We kind of touched on that of like, we understand you've watched a lot of videos, you've read a lot, you know a lot about the game. There's, you don't have to, you know, if someone asks, you could be helpful. You don't have to be the know-it-all guy.
Oh yeah. I chit chat or whatever, but if they don't want to talk or whatever, you know, I'm not, if they don't ask specifically, then I don't, but yeah, that's a good one. Just throwing in your room to warm up. Now, that doesn't apply to me.
Doesn't apply to me.
Because, I'm 100% confident in my random rolling ability. So I don't need to practice.
You can get it down to the
professional,
back wall.
Professional random roller at this point.
See, I'm going to push back on that. I don't know. I don't want to make hurt anyone's feeling whoever gave you that for the list.
Okay.
But where are you practicing that could simulate, unless you have like a bad shoulder and like, you're not simulating anything. Like, what do you throw? There's no
the
table. There's no...
The toss. The mechanics of the toss, Jeremy.
Right. Okay. So you're not worried about landing on the... Okay. Maybe.
Yeah.
But you're not getting any feedback if you're tossing. I don't know.
That's why you have the camera with the slow motion.
Yeah, but you're not having that in your hotel room to warm up. You're throwing them on the bed or on the dresser. Like, I don't get it. But...
Okay. Or maybe you're thrown to a spot that you're imagining is going to be your...
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess some people practice. They've put down like a, you know, you
throwing
put down a
cup.
Mug.
Yeah.
I mean, you zeroing in down on... Well,
yeah.
That's legit.
Okay.
All right. I take it back.
All right.
My bad.
No worries. Know the math on the payouts. You know your math. For your style bets, I'm not saying you got to know the number for it's pressed up five times.
Yeah.
Right. But you do need to know.
Yeah. If you plan on playing a specific strategy, man, at least know the bets and what you should be paid when they win. So, and again, I mean, you could bring paper with it printed on it or whatever, but
yeah. And that's a good one there.
Ideally learn it. Yeah. It's a great thing to bring.
And they said table tools. This is under table tools. It goes back to the paper, pen and paper. For session notes or quick strategies, like you said, have that up there. This was one I didn't understand. This one.
And while you're taking a little break there, someone actually, Neo, mentioned he brings a separate wallet, more like a money clip with cash and a credit card, and it has an Apple AirTag on it. That doesn't really help. Well, yeah, if it does get stolen, they might be smart enough to throw away the AirTag. But like if you lose it, yeah, but AirTags is a great idea to bring. Yeah, that should be in our technology thing. Actually, I have two of them. Okay. I don't use them for anything, but the idea of them, fantastic.
Okay.
People don't know they're like the size of a quarter, and they're just tracking devices that you could do on your phone. I'm sure other people make it, but these are Apple AirTags.
Okay. But now, somebody else put on here, bring chips in advance, skip the cage lines. I don't know how that is a thing. Like, how can you bring chips in advance? I don't know who put that one on there, but that was one that came from one of our guests. I mean, from one of our club members.
Yeah, I don't know. Unless you saved them from the last, but you wouldn't want to save them. You want to convert them to cash.
Or maybe you go to a blackjack table that's not busy and you get your chips there, is what they're saying. Or
yeah, I don't know.
Have you ever seen anybody do that?
Yeah. I've done that. If you want to get in a roll, you shouldn't buy in when the puck's off, right? If you want to jump in or something, you can get chips from the cage or another table. But
yeah, I've never jumped in on the middle of a roll.
No, me neither. I don't know where these chips would come from.
I don't know. Yeah,
I mean, I mean, maybe you save them. I have saved them overnight and just taken them back to the room. Like once you color up. Yeah. And I got a handful of black chips.
A few hundred or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take them to my room. And then the next day I come back and I've got the black chips instead of throwing.
But you still got to put them down and they've got to.
Color you down. Yeah.
Color you down. So, yeah. I don't know if it's saving. But I guess
it's not really. Yeah. Sometime. I mean, it avoids you from going to the cage line.
If you're big money for, mm-hmm. bunch of chips, that kind of thing. So, yeah, definitely on that. What not to bring, distracting friends and family.
You are a focused gambler if you're worried about distractive.
Tiredness, don't bring it. Rest before you come. Extra baggage. Pack light. Now, everybody, they're saying pack light, but I'm telling you, be prepared. But that's me. Leave large items in the room. Don't carry crap around all day.
But it just depends on your level of preparedness.
Preparation.
Yeah, depending on how much crap you're bringing with your bag.
Exactly.
See, I was thinking about getting the club members a smallish bag, but this is not going to work for you, Jim.
No, it won't work for me. Mm. But I will have a drawstring bag. Okay.
You need something, that's more legit.
Now, a lot of that was on the plane that I'm carrying. Okay. And then some of it will
stay in the room.
Yes, and then I'll travel light, roll the dice.
From casino to casino, what do you, I mean?
Yeah, so
your first aid kit, your light, your sweet tarts, what?
No, I'm not probably going to bring the light in the casino. But
that's only when the lights go out.
Yeah, it could be a weapon or something. But what else? I might throw a Band-Aid or something. Maybe a Band-Aid in there. I don't know.
So you pared down your first aid kit.
Yeah, maybe get a couple of floss.
Tooth floss, okay.
Yeah, something like that. And some gum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Unwanted advice. All right. Unwanted advice.
Yeah, we already mentioned that one.
Yeah, yeah. And that is about it for the list that I had from our...
We have a 5-hour energy bottle or, those little shots of pick-me-up.
Well, I'm having a continuous stream of Diet Coke, so I don't need
You got the caffeine going?
Yeah. Now, if you want to bring some migraine pills, they usually have caffeine in them. So you could do that, add that to the list. Excedrin, that kind of thing that has caffeine, usually some pain relievers mixed in with it. But yeah, 5-hour energy drinks if you're on a long night. Don't take a camera. Use your phone for that. That's a good one. Yeah, definitely. But that's about all I had for all our members' extra stuff that was on there. And I hope I did Blakey and Chubbs.
Yeah, we appreciate everyone who submitted some stuff.
Dice Dan, he was on there too, and everybody.
And we got to pick on Jim a little bit about being prepared.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, it's good.
I guess... Look how unsmooth this is to transition. I'm like, I guess. And there was silence.
Well, you put a, I call it a golden parachute. You should put a golden parachute.
This is the end of the podcast, and we are now moving into the monster roll portion of our show tonight, which we've already been, man, an hour and 20 already, Jim.
Really? I can't even see the clock on ours now. I have no idea.
An hour and 20. We've been live